What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast, or to the podcast, if this is the first podcast that you've listened to. But I'm Elijah.
Go check out our other ones.
And yeah. This is Luke.
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
I'm Terry.
Same. And yeah, like you said, go listen to our other ones. We're going to start releasing them, like, more, because, I don't know. These before we just did once a week, and now I think we're going to do, like, at least two times a week.
At least.
Or more. But yeah, we're gonna record two today, so we're gonna have one today and one tomorrow, probably more this week, but I'm not sure yet. But today, another scary stories one.
These are fun.
Yeah, I think the scary stories part one or part two or something. I don't know. One of the scary stories is like number two. It's like the second most listened to.
And that's like then those two are like, or and then those two are like some of our most recent, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, the first one, the most listened to one, is the first podcast, so.
Yeah,
so let's just jump straight into it, because we have a couple scary stories. I have a long one at the end.
So it's going to be take a while.
Gonna be like 50 minutes, so, yeah.
Buckle in, boys and girls.
Okay. Yeah, alright, I don't have any alarms going off. Alright, first one. So, this is an Uber story. What the heck was that?
I don't know.
Alright, so this is an Uber story. So yeah. I'm not sure who this is by. I don't think it's by Mr. Nightmare. I think it's by someone else. Alright. So basically there's this person. They went out. What are you doing? I cannot focus when you're doing that. Alright. So there's this person went out to like a bar and they like were like really, really drunk. Yeah, I think they're like really, really drunk, and they couldn't drive home, so they called an Uber. This is actually a short story.
Oh, I have one. I have another one.
All right, this is a short story. So then they, all right, they called the Uber, and then I'm just losing my thoughts, and Luke is like literally dying on the table.
I'm sleeping. I'm tired.
So, there's, like, this, because at the bar, people can get easy money, like, Uber drivers can get easy money.
Uber Jeffers.
So, they just, like, already park in front of the bar, so people just get out and just, like, hop in the Uber and just, like, drive home. So, she called an Uber, and then the, Uber said that they were... The Uber said it was still like 3 minutes away, but this other Uber said, like, hey, I'll take you for like $20 off or something like that. And then the person's like, okay. And then they canceled their first Uber.
Idiot.
And then hopped in the car, and so they went home. Their route was to go home, and they like. The Uber driver was, like, making a bunch of wrong turns, and the girl was, like, you're, like, making wrong turns, you're not going the right way. And the person didn't say anything. And then they were, like, driving, like, the opposite direction from, like, their house, and they were, like,
It was two people?
No, it was one person in the car just driving. And then the person was alone. The victim was alone. So then... The Uber driver is just, like, driving opposite way from home and from the girl's house. And then the girl said, let me out of the car now. And the Uber's like, no. And they just, like, kept on driving.
No.
And then, no. And then, the girl, like, eventually, like, it, like, the girl was like, let me out of the car and stuff like that. And was, like, really demanding it. And the person eventually, like, let them out of the car and they drove away. But they were, like, 10 miles away from her house now, because they were, like, driving, like, the opposite direction for, like, a while. So then she called another Uber, and then it was an actual Uber this time, and the girl told the Uber what happened, and this is, like, the scariest part. So the Uber said, who was like, oh, yeah, I've heard of those people. They take drunk people, and they take them really far away from their homes, and then they kill them. Like, they take them to a house and then, like, kill them. So it's basically, like, kidnapping and, like, killing them. So, yeah. That's the first story. It's not that scary.
I don't get it. Why would the guy let her out of the car?
I don't know. The person just let them. It was just like, I think, I don't know. The girl might have had like a weapon or something and like threatened her. I'm not sure. I don't really fully remember it though. I'm not sure. I think the girl had a weapon or something like that. It was like demanding the person to let them out of the car. But yeah. So that's the first. We're already 5 minutes in.
Boom. All right, another story. So this one is freaky. So this guy, he was at like a stop or something with like some other people, like waiting for like a taxi or something. This is kind of Uber, except kind of not. It's not. It's like Uber, but it's not Uber. Lyft. I don't think it. No, it's like not any of them. So this guy pulls up in this yellow van, kind of looks like a taxi with this kid, with this other guy. I think he's a kid actually. So this guy and two other, they were like younger teens, I think. They got in the car and they were gonna go somewhere, I think. So they get in and it's like a fine car ride, I think, anyway. But I think they like he noticed like he didn't know where he was. And then the kid in the front seat next to the driver, like he was with the driver always, offered the guys in the back Coke to drink, and two of the two teens with him like drink a lot of it. And but the guy, he was like not as thirsty, but he's just like, whatever, I'll just take a sip. Oh, so he drank some.
He got drugged, probably.
And then he started feeling really heavy. Mm-hmm. You know where this goes. Yep. He passed out. So then he woke up in a barn somewhere. Like, he had no clue where he was at all. And the two other teams were right next to him, passed out completely. And he was, like, still kind of, like, loopy from the drugs. And he looked around and he saw a ton of like knives and weapons in the barn. And then he started hearing voices. So he woke up and obviously he was awake. He went to the front of the barn and he looked out this like peephole or some hole that he could look out. And it was like a couple guys all black. They were like walking towards the barn. I think they were talking too. And he's like, oh my god, I have to get out of here. He looked around the barn, and then he saw this exit, like this door, I think. He ran out of there, and then he just started running as fast as he could. And he eventually got away.
His friends die? His friends die?
The teens?
Yeah.
They're not his friends.
Oh.
This guy's, like, older.
It's just random teens. I thought they were, yeah, like,
they're
all
just,
friends.
Yeah, they're just random. So he got back. He, like, remembered, like, he kind of, like, remembered his surroundings. And he got back. He contacted the police and told them where to go. And he has a girlfriend, so he's in this apartment one day. Like, he's not recovered at all. Like, he had just had, like, a horrifying experience. Then they're watching TV, and then it was the news on. And then, the news said there was two dead bodies of two teens in a lake somewhere. All their organs were stripped out, and they were just completely gone. And the teens were recognized, and it was the two teams from the night. Heck no. In the barn. And he like never recovered, and he was like, he just like kind of just like was scarred for life. Like, that could have been him, but it wasn't.
I would be scarred for life too.
No. All right, do that for me. All
right, so this is a pizza man story. Alright, it's a pizza man. So, and Luke's on his phone reading some texts, and yeah. So, basically, there's this guy. It was like a summer job or something. And he was a pizza guy. He was a delivery person. And there's someone called in, like, after they were supposed to be closed. And he asked his boss if he had to do it. And then the boss was, like, really mean to him and said, like, yeah, do it. Otherwise, you're going to get fired or something like that. Or you're going to get, like, you're not going to get paid as much. So then he was like, ugh, fine. And it was, like, really far away, too. And excuse me. So he drove there, and it was, like, this old, like, broken-down house. And then, so basically, He didn't want to, but he got up and rang the doorbell. No one answered. He rang it again, no one answered. And then he looked over, and there's, like, an old grandma watching him from the window. So then he left the pizza on the porch and ran back to his car, tried to start his car, and his tires were slashed. So he called the police and just hiding in his car with all the lights off. And he was, like, under the, like, where the pedals are, he was, like, hiding, like, under there. And so then he decided to look up. Like, the cop said that there would be, like, 10 minutes. Because he was, like, out in, like, the middle of nowhere. So he decided to, like, look up and take a peek. And he looked in the rearview.
So the car couldn't start rear. Even because the tires were slashed? Yeah,
they were, like, really badly slashed. Like, you can't drive on them.
Like, you couldn't move.
Yeah, because they're, like, completely slashed open. There's, like, no air in it. What the heck was that?
I think it was your brother and his friend. Yeah. I saw them.
All right, so then, review mirror.
Just for context, we just saw two little kids outside the window up there.
Yeah.
Probably our worst fear, especially because we're talking about scary stories.
Good thing this isn't like the nighttime. That would be so scary, though. All
right.
So then, he looked in the rear view mirror, and he saw the old grandma from the house in the mirror. And then he like screamed and like got out of the car and like ran into like the woods, like by the house, and then he eventually heard cop sirens, so he like came out, and then they searched the house. Sit down.
I'm not a dog.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
So then, let me just tell this part of the story. So the girl was having her birthday party over there. This was like five, and when she was like five or so, the guy and her friends were like over there too, her 5-year-old friends. And one of the and the door was open in the hallway. And all right, just for context, the girl is like 12 now or like 11. And then so, one of her friends like walks down that big hallway, and was like by the door and was like trying to get in the door and stuff like that. And her like dad like ran down there and was like, no, you can't go in there.
Mm-mm, there's dead bodies in there. Don't go in there.
There's legs and heads and like arms in there. You can't go in there, buddy. So then, all right, that's just like the part I left out. It's really not that important, but all right. So then she walked back into the office room, the first room she was in there, and she heard like groaning noises. And then she looked like by like a desk, and there was the girl, the Asian girl, and like now her like both her legs are cut off now.
What did I tell you?
and then one arm's cut off still or something. I don't know. And then,
is she alive at this point?
Yeah, she's still alive. Obviously, how? She's groaning. How would she not be alive?
Oh.
So she's like, and then she was like unconscious. She was like, I don't know. She was still. She was still conscious, but she was like.
Was it professionally?
No, it was just cut off. No, it was just cut off.
How was she alive?
I don't know.
That makes.
Actually, no. I think it might have been for. I don't know. I guess. I don't think it was professional. I think it was just cut off, but the parents gave her like stuff to like keep to, like stay alive. Like they gave her like painkillers and stuff like that.
A painkiller to save you from getting 3 limbs chopped off?
Yeah.
All right.
So then, she was like, the girl was trying to talk to the girl that like almost is dead, but she's like conscious still, but she like doesn't know what's going on, so she can't even talk back to the girl or anything. So then she's just like, oh, you know, I can't even talk to this girl. I'm just gonna.
I forgot a gene. Yeah. You thought you did.
All right. So then she looked back in the long hallway and the door was closed. So she was like, oh, crap. So then she went over to the door and she was like trying to open it quietly. And then the door was like, like making big creaking sounds. And then the father was like by the door anyways.
Well.
And then the girl got shot. Kidding. That didn't happen. So then, the father was like, finally, all right, it's time that you know what what your mother and I do for a job.
We cut off girls' body parts and. Oh, it's a job.
Mm-hmm. They're black market sellers. They sell stuff on the black market, like body parts on the black market on the dark web.
Who the heck wants body parts on the black market?
Dude, have you met people in this world?
I don't get the
people in this world are crazy. Like,
so you're telling me some psychopath is just gonna, she just wanna go out on the black market and orders a leg?
Yeah. That's what people do. It's really creepy and bad. That's literally what people do. People are messed up, dude. People are literally messed up. So, that is something funny in math. Alright, so, the father, like, had an explanation. He was like, yeah, so we sell stuff on the black market. We kill people and sell stuff on the black market. And then the girl was like, how dare you do this stuff? And then she was, like, mad at the father.
He takes a knife and cuts his heart open. What? Just stabs him.
Okay. That did not happen, though, so. Why? So, you're going to be very surprised at the end of the story.
Oh, all right. Oh, she joins them.
I'm going to be, all right. So, she basically, dang it, what? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm literally losing my thoughts right now, dude. I'm not okay. I cannot think straight. I'm literally so... What was I even saying? I was like, alright, so the girl was, like, ran to her room, like, and the father, like, was like, I understand at first, but you're gonna have to do what we do, and you're gonna soon have to join us. And the girl was, like, not with it, and she was, like, mad, and she was like, no, I'm never doing your job, you're sick, and stuff like that. And then the father was like, if you don't join us,
we're gonna kill you and sell you on the black market, darling.
Exactly. You literally got it.
He literally said that?
Yeah.
Well.
And so, so then she was, like, really, like, freaked out, stuff like that, and she went to bed, and the father was like, today you can have a break, but tomorrow you're doing what we do, and you're joining us. Mm-hmm. So then,
I have a prediction.
So then,
so she's gonna accept it, and she's gonna, so the girl with all her legs are gonna cut off. She's gonna have that big machete, or the knife that cuts the arm off, and she's gonna go like this, whoop out, and stab her dad and cut his head off.
Honestly, that would be kind of funny, but that's not what happens. All right, so then, so basically, so the father was like, all right, so today we have, I'm a special person to do this to. And the girl was like, not into it, and she was like, what? And she was like crying and stuff like that. So for a bit of context,
I have a special person to cut open.
So there was this, her grandma, this girl's grandma, the main character. Her grandma gave her, like, this chain, her necklace, this necklace before her grandma died, and she had it for ever. And then she was best friends with this other girl, and I think you already know where I'm going with this, or what's going to happen. So they were, like, best friends and stuff like that, and they're, like, and the girl was, like, not a good influence on the other girl. She was, like, she, like, did a bunch of, like, drugs and stuff like that, and they were only like 10 years old.
Let's play the game. Guess who's on the hospital bed? Right, answer so then, A, the president. Answer B,
the president.
Answer B, saying, the high friend.
Donald Trump. Okay, let's just stop. Stop.
Okay, I'll stop.
All right. My God. All right, so. So then the girl was like on, like, she was like drunk and stuff like that. So then she like made out with her other friend, and they're both girls.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, so the.
Yeah. So then.
So the main character was drunk.
No, the girl that was the bad. Sorry.
The bad influence was drunk.
Yeah.
But why did the girl that the main character choose to just let her do it?
Because she was drunk.
Both of them were drunk.
No, only one of them was drunk. And one of them, no, the girl, the main character was like kind of like in love with her. Was, yeah. And oh. then, yeah. So then, so then she like, they like kissed and stuff like that. And then the next, they like slept over, the drunk girl slept over. And then
she wakes up the next morning and she's in the hospital.
And then okay. So she woke up and she was like, she didn't know where her necklace was. And she was like looking all over the place for her necklace. And she
Where's
thought
the necklace
on the hospital bed.
They're gonna dissect it.
Dissect the necklace.
All right, who wants this black market? Anybody? Going once.
Going twice. Sold to the weird hacker guy that paid $3,000 for
to
a
the
finger. For $3,000 for a finger. For a finger. Nice. Okay. So. Oh, I have another story after this. Oh yeah.
You don't have any time.
So then, so she was like, she kind of thought it was her friend, but she was like, nah, we're like best friends. She would never do that. So then she went to school and she saw the friend, her, the bad friend with, all her other friends. And she, and the friend was wearing her necklace. And the, and so the girl was like, oh, sorry, no. I was just borrowing it. And then she gave it back. And then they hung out that night again. And then the main character tried to kiss the girl again, and then she like, and she got all mad, and she was like stuff like that, and she like slapped her and stuff like that.
She was drunk.
And then yeah, she wasn't drunk. So, and then the next day, the girl stole the necklace again.
Oh my god!
And then, she was in her group again, and then the main character was like, "Give me my necklace back," and she was like, and then the girl was like, "No, you lesbian." She's like, no, you lesbian. And they're like, her group of friends are like making fun of her and stuff like that. And then she like hated her and stuff like that. So then.
Oh, I know exactly where this mm-hmm. is going.
So the fella's like, we got a special guest today on our game show call. Who can cut off the most body parts of the person?
It's who's on the hospital bed.
All
right. Answer A.
So then, so then they walk downstairs. And then the girl's tied up. The girl that she hates is tied up on the hospital bed.
No.
So then the girl got excited. The main character, she was like, yes.
I need to cut her body parts off.
And then so, and she still had the necklace on when they were in, when she was on the hospital bed. So then the girl was like, please, no, no, please, let me go, please. And then the father took off the necklace and gave it back to the girl. And then the girl was like, the father, like, taught her how to, like, skin her and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, so then they, like, the girl just, like, skinned her and, like, and then, like, killed her. And then cut off her body parts and sold them on the black market. And then the girl, like, eventually joined her father, her mother and father. And then they were lived happily ever after, cutting off people's body parts on the hospital beds. He's walking away again. Oh my god. They searched like the car and everything, and no one was found. And yeah. And they like a tow truck came and stuff like that, and like yeah. That's basically the end of the story.
But, fun.
Yeah.
It's great.
Just amazing. This is so fun, dude.
So fun. I have another one.
Alright. Dude, you're... Alright, I'm sorry if you don't seem, like, high energy, because we're not. Well, I'm not that tired, but Luke is, like, very tired, and he's, like, literally dying, so...
I was at a forensics meet for, like, 7 hours last night. I barely ate or drank, and I was really stressed out all night, and my voice was, like, almost gone by the end.
You're screaming.
Yeah, I was like screaming Bohemian Rhapsody. Hopefully it doesn't get copyrighted. It shouldn't, but
it shouldn't. We didn't say any of the songs.
Yeah.
Actually, podcast can't even get copyrighted, right?
Hopefully not.
I don't think they can.
Yeah, but that was really tiring. Alright, so I got one. So this dude was on a cruise, and he had like been eating like sushi all like all weekend or like all week all the time he's been on the cruise, and like he's been like, I think he was drunk too, and his like stomach was getting really bad from all the sushi, and like he was like getting really nauseous and stuff. So he wanted to get back to his room, and he like went down to his deck, to his level, and then was like walking around. He didn't know where his room was. He eventually found this, he actually didn't know he was actually, he eventually found a maid and asked her directions to his room, and she told him where to go, and so he continued to go where the maid told him where to go. And he gets to this really creepy hallway. It's like dark, like there's only like one blinking light. It's like not even working, and it doesn't even look like anyone's staying on that level. And then in the distance, at the end of the hallway, he sees a little like a figure. It's like super creepy. It's not even like, it's like not even human. It's like all black, like tall, scary, just looking. He can't even see the face really. But so he went back the way he came from, and he eventually like found his room, and he was still nauseous and drunk. So he went to bed, and then
did he lock his door?
I would think so. Actually, I think he had a roommate, so he didn't. I don't know. Oh, he went to sleep, and then he woke up.
Somebody in his room.
He woke up. He couldn't move, and only his eyes could move.
Sleep paralysis.
So he's in a sleep paralysis right now, and he looks in the corner of his room, and it's the same exact black figure as he saw from the hallway, and it kind of like kept on getting closer, and like every step it took closer to him, and the less human it looked, and then eventually it was literally right over his bed. It was like a tall black figure, and then it like let out a huge, like unearthly, unheard scream. And he eventually woke up from sleep paralysis, and nothing was in his room. I think his roommate was in the bed next to him, and it was the scariest experience of his life.
That's just like mind tricks. That's just your mind playing tricks.
Yeah,
on
it's
you.
Basically not. It's not really a scary story. It's just a bad dream. It's just sleep paralysis. So yeah.
Well, the figure was just like his mind.
Yeah, you should probably get into your long story. We're at 16 minutes.
Dang, we're already in 16 minutes. Whoa. Actually, I don't know. The story is probably going to be like 10 minutes, maybe. I'm not sure, like 20.
Make it pretty detailed. I would like to know.
All right. Have you told me? You've this never story? Heard this story before.
Awesome.
I don't think so. Yeah, no, you haven't. Well, if you're going to fall asleep, it doesn't even matter.
I'm going to fall asleep to the scary story. Just kidding. I'll listen. I'm just going to be quiet, though.
All right, so.
I'll try to be comic relief.
Alright, so there's this girl. Her family is just normal family, normal life, everything. And there's this. Yeah. What was that? So there's this, this room. There's like this long hallway in her house, and then this big door, and she's never allowed to go in it. Oh. Her parents told her to not go in it, never go in it. And, so, she got a new cat, and the cat, the door was open, and the cat, like, she couldn't find her cat, so she, and the only, like, she checked all over the house, and the only, like, other room to be in the house was that room.
And so, the door was open.
So, she was like, whatever, my parents aren't even, like, they won't even know I'm gone. So she went in there.
Oh.
And she found, like, a bunch of, like, this, like, office stuff and, like, a bunch of books. I'm, like, weird. I'm not sure what the books are about, but it's just, like, a bunch of, like, books and, like, desk and, like, shelves and stuff like that. And the room was, like, all black, I think. It was, like, painted black. Or, like, silver, some color. I forgot.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
Okay.
You don't get that reference,
no.
Do you?
No, I don't.
That's a song.
Cool. I've never heard that song.
Okay, stop. That's a really old song.
Alright, so, there was, like, this other tunnel, or, like, hallway, and then the hallway, she went down that hallway, and, like, opened it, and then there was, like, this, like, long, like, bed chair kind of thing.
Bed
was, like,
chair?
A hospital bed, kind of. Like, just, like, a room with, like, just, like, a hospital bed in
just
the middle.
Just a shit
of it.
Bed.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, and then there's, like, a bunch of, like, tools and, like,
weapons. Oh, they experiment on bodies. That's fun.
And, like, knives and stuff like that. So she was, like, kind of, like, weirded out and creeped out and stuff like that. And she, like, kind of, like, wanted to get out of there, but she was also kind of curious to explore more. And there's another room.
What about her cat?
I don't know. She never found her cat.
That's great.
And then, so, that's great. So then she kept on walking. There's another room. There's, like, another hallway into that room. And then there's, like, this room with a bunch of, like, cells, like, holding, like, it was, like, not, like, a jail cell. It's, like a small room with, like a big, heavy door. And there's, like, a window in it and stuff like that.
That's where they keep the bodies captive.
So she looked in the window, and there's this lady that she's never seen in there before. And her, like, one leg is cut off, and her arm is cut off, and she's, like, asleep in the thing.
What did I tell you?
And so then she was like, oh my god. And then she like started, and she did find her cat actually.
Cat! So,
I think she found her cat like walking around in that room, like where that body is. And there's like a bunch of other cells.
But she wasn't dead though.
No, she wasn't dead. And then, but all the other cells were like empty. So then she heard her like father coming down. The stairs. So she went in one of the cells.
Oh no.
And it was like pitch black in there. And then she heard her father like talking about she heard the girl screaming and stuff like that. It's like I think it was like an Asian girl and she was like 20 in her like 20s or something like that. Like mid 20s. The girl that was like her arm was cut off and like. So then like the father was talking about like some weird stuff about, like, cutting off more girls' body parts and stuff like that. And she was, like, and the girl was, like, so, like, she was, like, crying in the cell and stuff like that because she couldn't believe that her father would, like, do such, like, things like that. And then she eventually fell asleep in the cell, and then she woke up and...
Idiot, why?
And
who
then...
would fall asleep in that situation?
I don't know. It was, like, pitch black, too. I don't know. And then, so, she woke up, and she didn't hear any noises, so she went out. She went out of the cell. She looked in the girl's room, and she wasn't there.
Yep.
There was, like, a bunch of blood in there and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then she wanted to go back upstairs, out.
Goes to the hospital, but she's down there with her both her legs cut off.
So then... I don't know why I'm laughing. The hospital bed, both her legs are cut off.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing at how you're
I
like...
I haven't cracked a smile this whole story.
No, I don't know.
Except
you're like...
for the cat.
You're just like, I don't know. So then, she goes up and she goes out of the hospital bedroom and then out of the, like, the silver office. And then she goes in the first room she ever went in. With the
so
hallway.
Basically, the room is like one room and then another room behind it and then another room behind that.
No, it's like basically, it's like this long hallway and then a big door. She opens the door, it's another room, another
inside
hallway.
Inside of a house?
Yeah. It's like underground.
Oh.
I think it's underground.
A long hallway.
So,
there's an office on one side, there's another room on that side, and there's another.
Oh, I left out a whole part of the story. Gosh darn. It's not that important, though, honestly. So, you guys know what's happening right now, but he just, like, went over to the couch and just, like, dived on it, and now he's, like, laying on there, and I think he's dead, so. Yeah, alright, that's the end of the podcast, guys. See you later. Peace. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. You still have, like, another 30 minutes. Get over here. Come on. Get over here and sit down.
I want to sleep.
Get over here and sit down right now. Get.
Bye.
Right now. I wish we had a camera right now, dude. I really wish we did. And now he died on the couch again. So, yeah. He's dead again. All right, guys. So that's the end of the podcast number two. See you guys later. Peace. Get over here. Come on. You still have more. Come on. Get over here. Come on.
Oh, is it going to be more skinning people?
No. Come on. All right, you ready?
No.
All right, so then, yeah. Basically, just ended like that. They just did that business for a while, and I don't think they ever got caught. And I think they made, like, a bunch of money, too. Like, their parents were, like, rich, too. But she didn't know what they did. until that day. So, yeah. Are you playing? What are you playing? We're gonna get copyrighted. Stop. Alright, so yeah, that's basically the end of the story. Yeah, it's a long, interesting story, kind of, but also kind of not weird and interesting. Yeah, you cracked your phone.
Alright, next one.
Alright, so I have two.
Why are you so close?
I have two.
I don't want to.
Think of me if any miss long.
I don't want to. No.
Oh, yeah, my name is Joe. Yeah. My Joe mama is a llama. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. All right, so you're going to watch the chair just break and you just fall.
Good.
Stop.
All right, I'm good.
All right, good. All right, so basically, the start of this. Dang it, man.
You really trick us.
Yeah. I was farshy, man. What? Alright, so, where are you going? Where are you going? Oh, no. Where are you? Dude, what are you doing? Are you getting a Coke? The wrong side, buddy. Huh. Drink a margarita. A mini margarita.
No. Ew. I don't want that Coke so bad.
All right. Come on. What are you doing?
I'm taking my sweatshirt off.
Oh my god, bro. All right, so basically, it was a New Year's party on top of an apartment. You might have heard this. I'm not sure. It's by Mr. Nightmare. It was an apartment party, and they were having a good time, and there was like 15 minutes till the ball dropped. So then he decided to go back down. Jeez. Decided to go back down to the parking garage and went back down to the parking garage and get his camera. So he did that, and there was like 5 minutes.
Is this long?
No, not really. There was like 5 minutes until the ball dropped, and he went back in the elevator. And then the elevator just stopped, and then it was pitch black, and then someone came over the speaker and said, we're having technical issues, we'll have you out shortly. So he was like, okay, I'm just gonna, like, chill and stuff like that. So then he heard, like, the 20, 19, 18, he was, like, sad that he was gonna miss it.
Oh, man, come on.
So then he was sitting in the elevator in pitch black, and then it was 10, and then he looked in the corner, and there was this dark figure. It was kind of light, I think. I think he could still kind of see something.
In the elevator?
Yeah. I don't know how.
It's been in there the whole time.
No. The thing had red eyes. That's how you could see him.
What?
The thing had red eyes. The creature had red eyes. So there was a black thing in the corner. It was, like, not a person.
In the elevator, and he didn't see it the whole time?
No. It was pitch black. All right. So he was just breathing regularly. He was just sitting on the floor, and then all of a sudden it got, like, really hard to breathe, and then, like, he couldn't, like, move. He tried to move and stuff like that, and he couldn't move. And then he looked in the corner, and there was a creature in the corner. And then every time he tried to move, the creature would start laughing at him. And then the countdown 10, and then the creature in the corner held up 10 fingers, and then 9 fingers, 8. And every time he did this, he kept on getting closer and closer and closer. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. And then he said 1. And then the creature was like really close to him, like 2 inches from his face. And there's just like breathing on his face and stuff like that. And then the lights came back on. And he hurt and he felt like breathing in his ear. And then it went away and he could move again. And then he got out of the elevator. And then he went up to the roof and it was actually when the countdown, when it was 1, the ball dropped, there was a brawl on top of the thing, and someone came with a gun and killed everybody on top of the thing. So basically,
he survived.
Yeah. So basically, the elevator breaking down, like, literally saved his life. Otherwise, he would
have. But did he have, like, sleep paralysis or something?
I think so. It wasn't sleep paralysis because he wasn't asleep. That makes sense. He just like couldn't move, and then the creature was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it was linked to the person killing everybody. Because
was it like 10 people up there, and every time he was like 10, like 9 people left, 8.
It was like 10 seconds till the ball dropped. Yeah, I know. 9 seconds. I get that. 8 seconds. I thought it would be. And then to when the ball dropped, and everybody was like Happy New Year, then everybody died. And there was, like, it was, like, a party on, like, upstairs. So, there's, like, a lot of people. So, yeah. That's fake. I have another story. Bro, I have another story, too. All right, so. I'm bored.
Yeah.
So, there's this, it was prom night, and they were having it at, like, this hotel or something that had like this empty, like this big empty room and stuff like that, that's like perfect for like prom. So they're having it there,
basically, and a ballroom.
And so basically so he was the person they were holding. The main character of the story was the person at the front desk that would let people into the prom and let people into the hotel and stuff like that. So then the prom, he was, like, letting all students in, and this one guy came in, and his hair was, like, really greasy, in a ponytail, and he was, like, his eyes were, like, all red and stuff like that, and he said, he's, like, I'm here for the P-O-R and then N, and then he, like, said it wrong, and he was, like, on drugs or something like that, or the guy thought he was on drugs, and then he, like, laughed, and then he was, like, and the guy was, like, how old are you? And the guy's, like,
25.
And he's like, 16. Yeah, I'm 16. And then the guy at the front desk kind of laughed. And then it was like, you're not a student here. Go away. And the guy was like, and the guy took out a knife and he was like, he said, if I'm 16, then I'm going to cut one of your fingers off. If I'm not 16, then I'm going to cut one of my own fingers off. So then, and then he put the blade in his pocket and walked out the door. And he told his boss about it, and the boss was just like, if he comes back in here, I'll take care of it, and I'll beat him up. So then, the prom's over. He went back to his car, and there's an envelope on his
tire slashed.
And there is an envelope on his windshield, and he took the envelope, and he opened it, and there was a finger inside. But it wasn't his finger, and it wasn't the dude's finger either. It was the boss's finger. Because the boss was wearing a ring, and the finger on it had a ring on it. And then he was like, a deal is a deal. Yep. That's all, folks. That's all my stories. So, yeah, if you have more stories, then you can say, but I'm running out of stories, and I've been talking way too much this podcast, so you talk. I'm just not going to say anything, so yeah. It's probably going to be silence.
This is my...
Never mind.
This is my first time wrapping up a podcast. All right. Hope you guys all enjoyed our podcast today.
I'm going to say one thing. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, TMPSTYT. I have a video coming out probably later today or tonight. It's called, yeah. So, yeah. Go.
Repeat that. Capital T-M-P-S-T. Tempest T-M-P-S-T. It's spelled the wrong way on purpose. Thank you guys so much for watching this podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, if you enjoyed it, leave us some reviews, some 5-star ratings. Tell us if you like
this. Give us some feedback.
Oh my God, stop.
I have to say something.
Give us some feedback. Once again, this is Luke. That's Elijah.
What's up?
And thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. Please, if you guys enjoyed, just please drop a review. Let us know how we did. Oh, sorry. I'm really far away from the mic. Let us know how we did. Just give us some feedback, right? We really want some feedback. We want to know how well we're doing. We want to know if you guys like these.
And if we should do something better.
Yeah. So, thank you guys all for listening. And we'll see you in the next podcast. Peace.